I've so appreciated everything that has happened and been said and prayed and sung so far in this service. Probably the highlight for me, if you could have a highlight, is when Anna said, "Jesus was born to save us." It says in this verse that we are to teach and admonish one another. Didn't she speak to us? Did she speak to you this morning that Jesus is born to save us? How does God save us? He saves us through His Word. His Word. That is the theme through all of the ministries. The Word of God. That we would be planted like stream, like a tree near a stream of living water. And all the goodness of God will flow into our lives and we will bear fruit in every way. But when we think about the children and family and youth ministry over the last 2 years, it's been more like this, hasn't it? It's been like a desert. There was the whole of lockdown when we had no children's ministry in person. No youth ministry in person. And we know how difficult that was for them to have a faith and relationship with God. But you were praying for them through that time. And I'm here today to say thank you for your prayers. For your prayers are being answered. But also to ask you to keep on praying, because across this town, children and youth ministry is like a desert. I know that from speaking to other churches. Many churches don't have a youth ministry at all. Not even a small youth ministry. We have a small youth ministry. But we need to pray for God to work amongst the younger generation, that the seeds planted in the desert will grow. To pray for these ministries. Because unless we pray, there can be no growth without prayer. The Word of God will not take root unless there is prayer. And the prayer that I've been praying for 3 or 4 years every day for my own children is the prayer that I want you to keep praying for all the children and young people, but not just all the generations. And it's a simple prayer that the message of Christ would dwell among you richly. That the message of Christ will dwell among you richly. And with your prayer and the word sown faithfully week in, week out, it will produce growth. Confession time. I'm not very good at watering the plants. I'm not here as Monty Don or something trying to explain to you how gardening works. But I just know one simple thing about gardening. It's that that's my talk today. Do you think we could do more of that? And do you think that when the word is shared, that growth is automatic? Even when the word is preached, do you think it's automatic that things grow? No, it's your prayers. And in one of the testimonies, one of the baptismal testimonies, was about 3 years of not picking up a Bible or praying, and then they had a desire to pick up the Bible and pray. Where does that come from? It's because people are praying. We're seeing growth in attendance in the junior YF. We're seeing volunteers coming forward for the Kids Zone team, which we've been praying about so much over the last few weeks and months. But it's like this, it's a wrestling in prayer. This Colossians church, the church in Colossae, there was a man called Epaphras who told them about Jesus, just like Anna told us about Jesus this morning that he was born to save. Epaphras told the Colossians, and what was known about his ministry, what he was always wrestling in prayer for you. And we know that prayer is a wrestling at times. A very mature Christian was asked on the radio how long he spent praying that morning. And he said, about 5 minutes, but it took me half an hour to get through to God. So he was engaging with God for 5 minutes, but he was half an hour struggling. And sometimes we give up, don't we? Because it's hard. But we need to keep praying, because the whole Bible is all about God meeting people in the desert. God meeting people in the struggle. And anyone who's raised a family or who's influencing children and young people will know that it's a long-term prayer. So the prayer is, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. It's a very famous theologian called Karl Barth. He's written thousands of pages about God, and he was asked in a radio interview to sum up his whole life's work, and he said this, it's in the words of a song that I learned at my mother's knee. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Billy Graham said that the central message of the Bible is Jesus Christ, the one who was born to save us. Thank you, Anna. And this seed is a powerful seed which produces transformation, born again, new person. And it's an imperishable seed. It's a seed that once it goes in, it has its effect maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years later. So much of what we are giving our time to is very transitory. Look at these phones. Look how these phones have changed. And we give so much time to our phones and to the internet. But this word of God is unchanging and eternal and has the power to save us. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord lasts forever. It's powerful. It's uncomfortable. It's sometimes like being cut to the heart. God gets to the heart of the issue, and sometimes he tells us to make changes in our lives, and it's uncomfortable. But it's also sweet. It's sweeter than honey. And it's more valuable than gold. And I want to ask you, how valuable, how precious is this word that revives your soul, that gives you your life back? Are you wondering, how can I get life? It's through how you respond to this word. And we can sometimes think, well, was that message clear? Was that message interesting? Was that message short enough or long enough? But we also have a responsibility to receive that message, because faith comes by hearing, and that's your job. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, you will hear. But if you come with an unreceptive attitude, you will not hear. If you have a Bible and you don't open it, you will not grow. There were these people who did open their Bibles. In the New Testament, there was the Pharisees, and they opened their Bibles more than anybody else. They had most of it memorized. But what Jesus said to them was, you want to kill me because you make no room for my word in your heart. So if you see the Bible as an intellectual thing or a kind of Bible facts thing, but you miss out on the point of the Bible is to bring us into relationship with Jesus, then we'll end up being against Jesus, not for him. And that takes humility to humbly accept the seed that's planted in us. We know we have these different types of soil. How good is your soil? What's your soil like this morning? We all want to grow, but we all need to take responsibility for the soil, recognizing that this word that is planted is also a contested word. The devil wants to snatch away that message even 10 seconds after you leave this service this morning. So what is God saying to you this morning? Are you asking God to help you to grow? And sometimes it feels like we've just dried up, doesn't it? And we need to ask God for more of his Spirit and more of his word. And to share that message. You know, this was a really enjoyable day we had at Messy Church where I was asked if I would plant a tree. And I was really glad that other people knew where to position it and how deep the hole was to go and how much soil to put in, because I didn't have a clue. I just really enjoyed the fact that I wasn't doing it on my own and that the children helped me to plant that tree and the parents were there. And we did it together because I didn't have all the knowledge. I didn't have the wisdom. And we are a church which got so much wisdom from God, but we need to come together and we need to share the wisdom that God gives to us. We need to be a learning community. That's how we will grow. We need to mentor one another, get alongside each other, and then we will bear fruit. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, and if you haven't received Christ Jesus as Lord, remember what Anna said this morning, that Jesus is no ordinary person. The birth of Jesus is no ordinary birth. And what Gemma shared, that the death of Jesus is no ordinary death. It was to set us free so that we could be friends with God. That was what was preached to us this morning from Anna and Gemma. Were we listening? Did we allow that seed of truth to come down into our hearts and to make us wise for salvation? So I pray that you have received that word, that you will put your trust in Jesus. So then, just as we have received Christ Jesus as Lord, let us continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith, and overflowing with thankfulness. Lord, I want to thank you for all the prayers that have been offered up over decades, prayers that you are answering still today. What James shared about how he was part of the kids' zone, how he went his own way, and then he came back to you because people were praying for him from the age of 7 onwards. Thank you for the prayers over decades. Thank you for the prayers in lockdown. Thank you for the prayers over the last year, and we ask that you would equip us and strengthen us to struggle on in prayer, not in our own strength, but with your strength, not on our own, but together. We pray for the holiday club, the end of the summer. We pray for fruitfulness. But I now want to pray for all the ministries in the church, where this principle applies to all the ministries. We pray that you would plant seeds and water them, and give us the faith not to be instant gratification Christians waiting for an answer next week, but to have the faithfulness to keep sowing even when we don't see any fruit. And we particularly want to pray this morning for those who are suffering bereavement. We pray for Janetta and Daniel and Esther and Isaac and the wider family. And we pray that your word would be a living word to them today, encouraging them, comforting them, and at the Thanksgiving service on Monday, the 4th of July at 12:30. We pray that your word will go out in power, is what Jeff would have wanted. And we pray for Ian, we pray for Joe, we pray for David, those living with cancer. We pray for the word of hope and encouragement for them today, and for all others in our fellowship that perhaps are in a place of desert. We pray that you would pour your spirit upon them, water on thirsty ground. And I lift up all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.